For this Monday, October 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County Prosecutor's Office officials say after a three-day trial, 47-year-old Anthony Enriquez Apodaca of Princeton was found guilty on Friday by a jury for dealing meth in Posey County. According to a press release, after he was found guilty, the jury then heard evidence in the second phase of the trial and found Apodaca guilty of being a habitual offender under Indiana law due to his prior convictions. He was found guilty of dealing methamphetamine, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of paraphernalia. Court records show that law enforcement received information that Apodaca was transporting a large amount of meth through Posey County on Interstate 64 back in September of 2023 and was arrested. Apodaca is scheduled to be sentenced on November 13th at 9 a.m. He faces up to 50 years in prison. The Westside Nut Club has announced this year's half pot winner. This year's half pot ended at a total of $2,618,110. The big winner was John Crowley. Nut Club members say he was born and raised in Evansville and has been a lifelong West Sider. He says he has attended the Fall Festival every year. Crowley told the Nut Club he plans to get a new car and house and hopes to make investments that will allow him to retire early. He shared that times have been dark and this win came at just the right time. John bought 50 tickets online for $40. On Thursday morning of this week at Calvary Baptist Church in Mount Vernon, there is a mobile food distribution at 10 a.m. The location is 618 Main Street. It is in conjunction with Mount Vernon City Hall and the Tri-State Food Bank. This past Friday, North Posey football won their first-round sectional game at home over Pike Central 50-6. North Posey quarterback Carter Schickel completed 15 of 22 passes for 235 yards and 4 touchdowns. Brett Bucher carried the ball 15 times for 148 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Vikings improved to 7-3 on the season and advanced the second round of the Class 2A sectional 39. They play on the road at Sullivan this Friday at 6:30. Sullivan is also 7-3. Coming up tonight at 5:30, you can hear the North Posey football coaches show on 98.9. WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher is the host of the show. Mount Vernon football lost their first-round game, the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Southridge on Friday, 26-7. Quarterback Ryder Snodgrass went 22 for 39 passing for 245 yards and a touchdown. Running back Shane Krieger had 55 rushing yards on 23 carries. The Wildcats finished the season with a 6-4 record. Tomorrow night at 5:30, you can hear the final Mount Vernon football coaches show on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyKennyRadio.com. Alan Buck is the host of the show. From the NFL yesterday, it was week 8 of the regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts won their fourth straight game as they walloped the Tennessee Titans at home 38-14. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor had 12 rushes for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns. Taylor also had a receiving touchdown. Quarterback Daniel Jones was 21 for 29 passing for 272 yards and 3 touchdowns. Wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. had 8 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. Tennessee quarterback Cam Ward went 22 for 38 passing for 259 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. The Titans have lost three straight games and are 1-7 on the season. They are home against the Los Angeles Chargers this Sunday. The Colts are 7-1 overall and play the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. The Chicago Bears had their four-game winning streak come to an end yesterday as they lost at the Baltimore Ravens 30-16. Chicago led 6-0 after the first quarter, then got outscored 30-10 the rest of the game. Their quarterback, Caleb Williams, finished 25 for 38 passing for 285 yards and one interception. The Bears have a record of 4-3 and play at the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. In the NBA on Sunday, the Indiana Pacers lost at the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-110. Pascal Siakam scored 33 points in the loss. Obi Toppin left the game with a leg injury. Indiana has been swallowed up by the injury bug as they now have 9 of their 18 players on the roster on the injury report. The Pacers are 0-3. They play the Dallas Mavericks on Wednesday. Tonight is Game 3 of the Major League Baseball World Series between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers at 7 o'clock. The best-of-7 Fall Classic Series is tied one game apiece. This evening's game is in Los Angeles. That's news and sports for this Monday, October 27th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.